Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Don't you hate customer service? Whenever something breaks, you have to go and dial that number. Ring, ring, ring. And is there a human at the other end? No.
Welcome to our automated system. If you are having problems with this, press 1. If you'd like to talk about your bill, press 2. If you'd just like to sit on hold for an hour and a half, press 3.
Well, everything always leads to option 3, does it not? And then you get them on the line, and then you have all kinds of problems, and the problem is never solved, and you know how it goes from there. There was a woman, and all she wanted was to watch the Hallmark Channel. What is even on the Hallmark Channel? I think some episodes of Frasier. Actually, I think I watched the Hallmark Channel when I was trying to research the Melissa Gilbert interview for the show, and I was watching Little House on the Prairie, but never mind. So this woman, she has Comcast. Her name is Mary Bauer. She just wanted to watch the Hallmark Channel. But instead, the 63-year-old from Illinois got a bill in the mail addressed to Super B. Bauer. We won't say the word here on this nationally syndicated radio program because I enjoy having a nationally syndicated radio program. Let's just say the word rhymes with rich. Well, that was months after battling with Comcast to get her cable service fixed so she could watch the Hallmark Channel. I said, wait, I need to get my glasses on because I don't believe what I'm seeing, Bauer told CNN Money. And there it was, Super B, Bauer. So I've had it with Comcast. Bauer had been having trouble with her cable service since last April, and she'd called Comcast customer service hundreds of times. In fact, technicians came to her home about 39 occasions. 39, and it was eventually fixed. On top of this, Bauer said she didn't receive her bill in November. When it did arrive, she found that her rate had jumped by $50. She called to complain and was told that her 2-year contract, which did include the Hallmark Channel, had expired and the channel was now part of a more expensive package. The Hallmark Channel is on some higher tiered package, really? Come on. So she agreed to pay the higher rate. When Bauer finally got the bill, it was addressed to, yes, Super B. Bauer. Bauer said she told a friend who works for a local television station about the offensive name on her bill. The friend passed the tip on and the station immediately contacted Bauer about the story. However, it turns out the station is owned by Comcast. And guess what? That's right, folks. The story was killed. Bauer got in touch with another local station. The story was set to air at 9 p.m., she said, just a minute or two before the broadcast. Bauer said she got a call from an apologetic Comcast manager. The company also sent a statement to CNN Money, which said, "We are continuing to investigate this thoroughly and have reached out to our customer to apologize and to try to make it right." But that hasn't changed Bauer's views on the company. Comcast is just the most disingenuous company on the entire planet, she said. I've been totally frustrated with them for a very long time. Comcast has among the worst customer service rankings in the nation, according to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, topping only Time Warner Cable, a rival it is in the process of purchasing. Oh, isn't that nice? When problem one purchases problem two, and you get this big, giant problem that will never, ever go away. In September, a Comcast executive wrote on a company blog that it will take years before it can honestly say that a great customer experience is something we are known for. I think it's because they're hiring people that, first of all, let's be frank, they're not very skilled at what they do, and they're not very people-friendly. Maybe they're not even properly trained well about the products that they represent and serve. And how do they let stuff like this go on? I know it's a massive, major company, but one customer leads to another and another and another. But the problem is, cable is a monopoly. If you don't want some unsightly dish on the top of your house, which looks as if you're trying to communicate with someone in space, and if you want television nowadays, you have to go with cable TV. And in each town, you only have one company that can provide cable TV. Why can't we just have some competition. Allow two companies in. Why not? I could never understand that. I think it comes down to the right people on the town council and the borough councils are getting their pockets lined, and that's why this has never changed. All right, another story, and Comcast again with a name change. You know they may be thinking it about you when you're arguing with a customer service representative, but it is a stretch when you actually see it in writing, a-hole. That's what happened to a Spokane, Washington couple after they sparred about their bill with a customer service representative from Comcast. When Ricardo and Lisa Brown got their monthly service bill, the husband's name had been changed from Ricardo Brown to A-hole Brown. To make matters worse, if it could be worse, Lisa Brown met resistance trying to get the profanity removed and the billing name corrected. That's when she reached out to a consumer advocacy writer, Christopher Elliott, who writes on travel and consumer affairs for the Washington Post, USA Today, and other publications. The Browns' Comcast saga was first reported in Elliott.org. You know employees talk about customers being behind their back and say things like this, Elliott told CBS News, but I've never seen anyone put something like this in writing. This falls into the category of what were they thinking? All right, let's first jump away from the story. Why would someone do this if they have any respect or need for their job? Do the people that work as customer service representatives, in this case at Comcast, fear so little losing their job, or it just doesn't matter? Oh, I'll go get another job next week. I hate it here. I want to get out. I want to get fired. Or are they that stupid to think that it would never be traced back to them? Isn't there any sort of pattern of responsibility within this company to go in and make a name change? This is twice. This is with two separate people. And if it's happened with two people that actually had the gumption to reach out to the media to try to bring some attention to this, you can imagine just how many people it really has affected. Brown told Elliott the family was having financial difficulties. She called Comcast to cancel the cable portion of her account, for which she had to pay a $60 fee. Could never understand that either. The representative, however, escalated her call to a retention specialist who tried to persuade her to keep the cable service and sign a new 2-year contract. I am shocked, Brown told Elliott. I was never rude. It could have been that person was upset because I didn't take the offer. And how annoying is that? Okay, the person has a financial difficulty. So when you make choices in your life, when you have a limited amount of money, and okay, the rent, food on the table, necessary medication, new shoes for the kids because they're a size 6 and a size 4 shoe, the first thing that goes is your cable TV. And the audacity and the gall of these companies to put you on from Muffy over to Buffy so they could try to talk you into keeping it. What, they're going to solve your financial issue? You know, how are you going to live without watching Girls on HBO Sunday night? You need to keep your cable. Let us show you the way. No, leave me alone. Cancel it. Let me move on. CBS News requested comment from Comcast, but did not receive an immediate reply. Surprise. In reporting the story, Elliott spoke with Steve Kipp, Comcast's vice president of communications for the Washington region, who gave this statement. Here we go again with another one of these. We have spoken with our customer and apologized for this completely unacceptable and inappropriate name change, he said. We have zero tolerance for this type of behavior and are conducting a thorough investigation to determine what happened. Like you care. The only reason why there's any investigation, which is a lot of bull, is because they were outed. And it's in the media. And isn't it nice how the stories can get killed and squashed on certain stations? It all goes back to the fact that these cable companies have a stranglehold on you. You have no other options. And isn't it interesting, the switch from analog TV to digital TV, and what has it been? It's been almost, 5 years now, I think? Try to get a digital TV signal through the air on a new television set. It is virtually impossible. We bought my son a television for his room. so that when he is sick, he could watch his Disney shows, which he has on DVD, when he stays in his room, whatever. He can play an occasional video game in his room as well. We don't want cable TV in his room because cable TV is a cesspool of a lot of things. So, okay, let's see if we can... He was sick. So let's see if we can hook up an antenna so you can watch the football game on Sunday on either CBS or Fox. Good luck. I had to go out to Radio Shack, which I won't be able to do anymore, and lay out $50 for cable and a digital antenna that had to plug in. He's lucky if he can get two channels, and if someone walks within 2 feet of the house, that becomes scrambled. And we live literally 30 miles as the crow flies from the Empire State Building in New York City, so reception should not be an issue. So that's a scam, so you have to get cable and/or satellite TV. And the customer service is horrible. What a shame. Speaking of bad things, airports. We have a list of some of the worst. It's coming up next. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career.
A long drive to right. Ramirez turns to the track. She's gone.
So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in playing clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something right. like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Most owners of two-wheel transportation can recall being chased by a rabid barking mutt. But how about a full-size hog taken down by a chihuahua? This may be the weirdest story you'll hear all day. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A dog bit into his front tire, causing him to lock the brakes and crash, leaving $600 worth of damage to his Harley Davidson. The rider in his mid-40s was uninjured. According to the dog's owner, this diminutive chihuahua additionally had recent run-ins with a Shetland pony and caused the garbage truck to level a fire hydrant. Run off the road by a pint-sized dog, you can see why the biker refused to identify himself. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.